The market for 3D printing products is growing at a rapid rate, and there is interest in the technology from both investors and customers. Inventors, however, need to be mindful of the importance of properly protecting their work with patents. Understanding what is actually patentable and devising effective strategies have never been more important. In this podcast, Finnegan attorneys Andrew Vance and Kara Specht join us to provide insight into different strategies for protecting 3D printed inventions. Andrew, what are the first steps an individual should take to get patent protection for a 3D printed invention?
The first step is to identify the invention. It's important for the inventor to identify the point of novelty, how his invention is different from what's come before. In my experience in working with inventors often have a different way of looking at their invention. It's a concept in their head that's manifested itself in a prototype or a drawing. And what's needed to go about getting patent protection is to articulate that invention in words. And that can be somewhat of a challenge for inventors. And so they need to look at, in the 3D printing world, is it the printer that's new? Is it a method of using a printer that's new? Is it an object that couldn't be made before 3D printing, and the object itself is new, and it may be multiples of these things. But in my view, that is the key. The first step is to articulate the point of novelty of the invention.
Kara, how can individuals identify the point of novelty of their 3D printed invention?
Well, the first thing we recommend when trying to identify the point of novelty is to just be aware of the state of the art and what the inventor's competitors are doing in the market. To identify the point of novelty, we need to be able to figure out what's novel or what is new and innovative about the invention. And this will involve distinguishing the invention from what others in the field are doing, so we can really get to the heart of what's new and what's innovative about the inventor's invention. Second, to help guide the investigation into the point of novelty, we also need to understand what is patentable. Some pieces of the invention might not be patentable, and it might be because others in the art are doing them. It might just be because of the nature of these pieces of the invention themselves aren't subject to patentability. But it's important to distinguish what is patentable and what is not, and then we can settle on a point of novelty that is subject to patent protection, and then we can go forward with patenting that particular piece and really bringing that out in the patent application when the drafting phase comes around.
And I would just echo what Kara said, but I think it's important for inventors to understand that this can be hard work. It's doing your homework. It's brainstorming out these ideas. It's educating yourself on the things that have come before. And oftentimes inventors are familiar with them, but they may not be familiar with the full scope of what's out there. And to the extent that inventors put in the hard work and do their homework, they're going to have a much better view of how their invention relates to what's been out there before.
Andrew, what are some examples of the different strategies and patent claims that are available?
In this step of the process, it's important for the inventor and the inventor's employer or company that's going to own the invention to provide input on how is their business going to use this invention? Are they going to be selling products that use the invention? Are they going to be in the business of making 3D printers? Are they going to sell their invention to someone else, in which case how that person would use it is going to be most important. And so if it turns out that the printer itself, or maybe an extruder or an object or a mechanical device, then claims will be directed to that part of the invention. If it's a method for using a 3D printer to make an object, there's a way to direct claims to methods of manufacture and methods of use. There's a multitude of different type of claiming strategies that can be derived. One of the other factors that needs to be considered is people who might want to use the invention, what are they going to do most? Is there going to be sales of many 3D printers, or is there going to be sales of millions and millions of objects that are made by 3D printers? All of those factors will go into determining which of the various claiming strategies would be most appropriate and most valuable for the company.
Finally, Kara, what are some tips for a technology company that has just identified a 3D printing invention and would like to start taking steps to protect it?
The biggest tip is to identify the point of novelty. You really can't get started on the patenting process or identifying the claiming schemes like Andy just discussed until you've identified the point of novelty. And that involves being aware of what competitors in the field are doing and also really fleshing out what makes the invention the inventors have come up with new and unique and important in the field. So this process a lot of times requires both inventors and IP professionals or patent attorneys to collaborate in order to properly protect the technology. A lot of times more people working on identifying the point of novelty or people with different perspectives might bring out pieces of the invention that are important that maybe one or two branches of this team might not have even recognized was important. Inventors know their invention better than anyone else, and attorneys a lot of times can provide insight into the law and process from a technological background. And collaboration between the two oftentimes really helps get to the heart of the point of novelty. And then as Andy touched on, once you have that, it's important to get started identifying a claiming scheme for the invention. And as he said, a lot of different factors go into this. And again, that's something that might involve a lot of different people, not just the inventors, getting attorneys involved, maybe businessmen, assignees of the eventual patents that we'll issue, should all be involved in this so that we can craft a patent and claims that best protect the invention and allow the inventors or the company to use it the way that they foresee it being used. And then lastly, I think inventors should really know that getting the patenting process started early is essential for protecting their innovation. You don't want to wait too long. The rules as they sit right now is a first-to-file system. So if you have something that you think is novel and you think is innovative, it's really important to get that fleshed out and get it on paper and get it on file as soon as possible to make sure that you're fully protected going forward.
My best tip for a technology company that's just identified an invention and would like to start taking steps to protect it is to do your homework, get the people involved in the invention at the company together and tease out the point of novelty and figure out exactly where your invention fits within the scheme of the prior art. And do that before you visit your patent attorney. Show up at your patent attorney with some drawings and some pretty clear ideas, and then expect the process to be a moving process that will further flesh out the ideas. But doing your homework and showing up with some serious thought put into it will save money, save time, and result in the end in a much more valuable patent.
Our guests have been Andrew Vance and Kara Specht, attorneys at Finnegan, one of the largest IP law firms in the world. For more commentary on intellectual property news and issues, to listen to other podcasts, and to receive additional information on the firm, please visit www.finnegan.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Finnegan.